a member of that World Cup team, Tyson Bukaboom. She joins us now. Tyson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am. I'm doing very well. Obviously, not the results you ladies wanted in the first two games, but I know a lot of your veterans aren't here. How would you evaluate your play in the first two games in Calgary and Red Deer?
You know, I'd say it's definitely tough coming into this and only having a couple practices beforehand, especially playing against teams that generally get a bit more time to work together before they play. But we've been working on the things that we need to work on, and we hope to come out strong for everyone who's going to come support us on Sunday.
Have you felt you've gotten better, though, just by getting some actual playing time together?
Definitely. I think there's only one way to go, and that's up, especially for a Canadian team. We have a lot of heart, we have a lot of passion, and we definitely plan on getting better for the next game. We've been working on the things we need to work on, and hopefully we'll show that for everyone who's coming out.
Tyson, you know, you're really young, kind of getting into that what people call the prime of a pro athlete's career, usually into their mid-20s. You're 24 years of age. You're playing for the Aurora Barbarians as your senior club team, and of course you debuted with Canada at the Nations Cup, and then was at the Women's Rugby World Cup. How do you feel women's rugby across the world is growing? Is there more opportunities now than ever?
Absolutely, especially in Canada. Rugby was a relatively new sport, especially when I was coming into it, and even just the women's sevens team getting into the Olympics and us being so successful at the World Cup. We definitely created a huge stage for ourselves, and we got a lot of viewership from the World Cup, even from just people that have never even heard of the sport watching. So that's massive, and we got a lot of support from young kids, especially young girls that were watching the World Cup and sending us letters, and their parents sending us letters saying that their daughters want to go out and play rugby now just because of how well we did and them seeing us on TV.
Are certain girls better at 15s than 7s? You know, the game, I'm assuming, is a little quicker at 7s than it is at 15s. Are there certain ones that can excel at 15s that maybe don't at 7s? Or if you're great at 7s or 15s, you're going to be great at 7s?
Not necessarily. They are two very different games. The basic principle of the game is similar, but 7s tends to be a faster sport. Mm-hmm. So girls in rugby, your forwards tend to be not as fast as your backs. So generally your forwards aren't going to be as successful at 7s and wouldn't necessarily be a 7s player, and then vice versa. Sometimes your smaller, faster 7s girls might not be physically as big and able to take on the more physical side of the 15s game.
Tyson Bukaboom joins us, a member of Canada's national team. Of course, they're taking on number one ranked England on Sunday, 6:30 at Ellerslie Rugby Park. What got you into rugby? When did you start playing?
I was always a hockey player growing up. Okay. My dad was a hockey player, so naturally that's where I went. And when I got into high school, I was a little bit annoyed that women's hockey wasn't contact. And I always had that pent-up aggression. So I got into high school, and one of my friends was telling me about this great new sport, rugby, where we got to hit each other. And then I was like, wait, we're allowed to hit each other on purpose? She's like, absolutely. Like, done, I'm in. And it's been smooth sailing since then.
Now, your dad, of course, is former Edmonton owner Jeff Bukaboom. He was a physical player. Does he love rugby now that you get to go out there and smack some people around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was definitely a physical hockey player, and I got that from him. I want to go out and I want to hit people as hard as I possibly can.
Now, you're a forward, and I know in rugby, you kind of the positions basically go by numbers. So what number are you, and are you in a position where you can be that physical?
Absolutely. I'm a number four or a number five generally, which is a lock, the second row.
Okay.
And my job specifically is to hit people. I hit the rucks, which is the breakdowns where the people are on the ground. I hit the people that have the ball. My main focus is hitting things.
Now, you played hockey, and there's no contact in women's hockey. Was it easy for you to adjust to learn how to hit properly in rugby?
Well, that's a funny question as well. My very first rugby game, I didn't really have much coaching. They just kind of threw me in. and said, go for it. And I ran out on the field, and the girl closest to me got the ball, and I flattened her, except I flattened her in the way you would in hockey. Arms up, dropped my shoulder into her chest, ref blew the whistle, tweet, back 10. No idea why. I guess in rugby you got to rap,
yes,
is what I learned.
Yes.
But I definitely, since women's hockey is in contact, I definitely adjusted, I thought, fairly easily into rugby, just because I never really been taught how to hit. So when I got taught how to hit in rugby, it was a pretty easy transition.
Now, the you know, the wrapping up, of course, is very important in rugby, and I find it interesting because there's no helmets, there's very little equipment in rugby, and with so many sports on the rise in concussions, rugby's not one of them, despite being, you know, an aggressive game that doesn't have helmets. The technique is obviously one important thing, Tyson. What about the respect factor in rugby? Do you think that's a part of it at all? That the players, because you're not wearing equipment, maybe you do enter collisions differently, knowing that you're in a position to be safe?
I would say definitely that you definitely need to respect the laws, and the laws are in place to protect the person getting tackled, but as well as the person doing the tackling. But something I always tell people when they ask me that question is, if I'm hitting someone, I can only hit them as hard as my body's capable of handling. So I think that's why you don't tend to see as many injuries in rugby, and especially at the higher levels, because the higher the level, the more technical mm-hmm. you're going to see the tackles. So the more technical, generally, the less room there is for injury.
Tyson, we really appreciate it. Best of luck on Sunday. The weather looks like it's going to be a very nice day and should have a big crowd out at Ellerslie Rugby Park. And hopefully you ladies get the win.
Yeah, I hope so. That's the plan for us anyway. And I hope lots of people come out and support us.